Verse 10, therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. Poor God's people, they are taxed to death, and they are in trouble, and pay for everything. Well, I'm told that there are some rich that pay no taxes at all. They've really got it made. I haven't found out how they do it, by the way. And they say, how doth God know? They're not interested in God. He doesn't know about them. And is their knowledge in the Most High? They're not interested in God. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. That's that crowd, friend. Does that ever bother you? It bothers me. Well, listen to this. Verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain, washed my hands in innocence. Asaph said, well, I've attempted to live for God, and it looks like it doesn't pay. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it is too painful for me. Asaph said, this thing worried me, gave me sleepless nights. Until when? Now we come to the answer. Verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Now we come into the temple of God here. Then understood I their, what? Their end. It's not in this life, but the end of these folk. And that's the reason that the Lord Jesus gave only one parable, and it's about a rich man and a poor man when he wanted to illustrate afterlife. One was rich, one was poor. And my friend, if you don't come to the Word of God, you're going to get bitter as you look at the injustice that's in this world today. But when you come to Him, you can read a parable like that. And you're going to find out that God is going to judge the rich. That rich fellow, he headed for the place of torment right now. That was his end. But at the funeral, you couldn't have seen that because all the liberal preachers pushed him right into heaven. And they said nice things about him and how much he'd given to charity and all that sort of thing. But friends, he was in a place of torment. And that poor fellow, that they didn't even give him a decent burial, they didn't even give him a burial, they threw his body over on the dump heap. But you know, the pallbearers were there waiting for him, and they were angels, and they took him right into Abraham's bosom. You have to stay very close to God today, friends, or you'll get bitter and cynical as you look in this world and look about you. And that's the reason the sanctuary and my God today is one you can trust. Now, I don't know the answer to your question because I don't know the answer to my question, but I know somebody who does, and he didn't say he'd tell me right now. He said, you trust me. I've got the answer. Way down yonder at the end, someday in his presence, he's going to explain it all to us. And then I know something else, and that something else is he's going to show me that what he did was best. And I don't understand that either, friends, but that's what he's going to do. Oh, this is a wonderful psalm. And as a result, what's he going to do? Listen to him. He says in verse 23, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast helped me by my right hand. I told you he'd take your hand. He took mine, and he said, walk with me. That's a lesson I learned. And that's the thing the psalmist says, thou hast helped me by my right hand. And he took me by my right hand, and it was the right one. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me in glory. I'm with him today. And I can say, my life verse is Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me he won't, because he will. And that is the message of this psalm. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. And I can't ask for anything better than that. So I'll just trust him today, if you don't mind, and I'm going on with him.